This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up what you want, and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And also, you can call through our Discord on-air call-in line available to you over on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm, which also normally allows you to just talk to other Free Talk Live listeners. There's people in there right now chatting away, and they're there before, during, and after the show. It's open 24/7. Discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, for those of you just tuning in, last hour, Daryl, you started a disturbing story out of all places, Canada, a place that historically has been looked to as a safety zone for refugees.
Correct.
But now, over the last, I don't remember how many years, they have...
Since 2013.
So the last 5 years, they have deported as many as 2,000 people, according to one activist group.
Well, the North Korean activist group says that nearly 2,000 have left Canada, some of those forcefully, or under force from the Canadian government. The Canadian Border Services Agency says that they've only recorded 165 removals, which means that many people probably left voluntarily before they were forcefully removed.
Okay, well, you know, that is not
that's
as bad
why
as
I used the
been.
Term voluntarily with the air quotes there.
Right. I mean, now that does mean they could go somewhere else besides back to North Korea, I suppose. So maybe Uruguay, for instance, which is one of the more friendly places, as I understand it, to immigrants from around the world. They basically don't really have much of an immigration process there. That's what I've been told.
Right. They have something that is akin to open borders.
Yeah.
But yet the anti-open border people say, you're not really a country if you have open border. Well, I don't know anybody that says that Uruguay is not actually a country.
Well, right. I mean, there are certainly people who there are operating something that they call a government, and that government has jurisdiction, according to their mind, over a certain plot of land that most people will call Uruguay. But even if they really did have open borders, it's unlikely that the countries surrounding them would believe in those open borders. So there would still be a border there. It would just be the other country's border at that point.
Correct.
And so your freedom would end at the beginning where their border starts.
Right. So let's continue here where already, and I'll post the link to this article on the Facebook and the Twitter. Already covered a couple of the families that were mentioned that are facing deportation. A couple of the families that they mention also have children that are Canadian citizens, meaning that if they're deported, the family gets split up by the Canadian government.
Yep.
Rocky Kim of the Canada Federation of North Korean Defectors Group said family members still inside the totalitarian state, that being North Korea, remain vulnerable because of their escape. Attracting attention to the situation could be deadly. The refugees say South Korea, and let me go back and explain why some of these refugees are facing deportation. They put on their refugee applications that they entered Canada from China, not South Korea.
When they had entered from South Korea.
Correct. The refugees say South Korea is definitely not safe for them, as there are North Korean spies that can track them down. Kim said, if we're found by the North Korean government, our family left in North Korea will be executed or sent to a labor camp.
Yep.
A lawyer has met with Canadian officials to appeal to the Minister of Immigration, Ahmed Hussein, to allow the Koreans to stay on compassionate grounds. There's been no response yet. Hmm. Jacqueline Ann, one of the lawyers, said, internationally, we are recognized as a humanitarian and compassionate country, accepting refugees from Syria and all over the world. And why should these 150 remaining people be sent back?
I'd love to hear from somebody who thinks they should. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. As somebody who just recently spent some time crossing these international boundaries, it's just all so stupid. All of the waiting, all of the lines, all of the paperwork, it's just so dumb. I'm sorry, it's all for obedience, it's all for control, it's all for revenue. It has absolutely nothing to do with protecting you from anything. I mean, you've got the this propaganda out there about the people of Mexico, for instance, which is where I went to for those just tuning in. I was down in Acapulco for the Anarchapulco 2018 conference, and just before we left, I don't know if you were on this show, Daryl, but one of our listeners contacted us saying, the New York State Department has just issued a warning saying do not travel to the Guerrero province of Mexico or the Guerrero state, specifically Acapulco, because scary. Because murders.
I remember hearing you talk about this, and you reached out to Angel Clark,
who
hosts
there.
A show on the Liberty Radio Network. Yep. She lives there.
And has for a few years now.
And she said, there's nothing going on here. Yeah,
nothing unusual for a city of a million people. I mean, you put a million people together, there's going to be some crime, right? I mean, that's going to happen in any city with a million
people.
You
put 10,000 people somewhere, there's going to be, hell, 1,000 people, there's going to be some kind of something.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, petty theft
Or murder
something
or whatever.
Worse, there's going to be crime.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of propaganda. And according to some of the people there, the propaganda's so bad, Daryl, like, we don't realize this because you and I, we don't watch mainstream media. Like, we don't sit down
Correct.
And spend time watching CNN or Fox or MSNBC or whatever. But I forget who it was I was talking to, but somebody was saying that when their family found out they were going to Acapulco, the whole family started to persuade them, like, not their direct family, but, you know, grandma, grandpa, mom,
Right.
pop, those sorts of things, started to try to persuade them against going. They were afraid for them, believing that their family, that these members of their family who wanted to go to Acapulco were going to go to their doom. That it was that scary, that dangerous, that awful, that horrifying to be in Acapulco, Mexico. There's also other propaganda, apparently. Again, this is all from what people told me. There's other propaganda talking about how bad Acapulco is, not just from a crime aspect, but economically. Like, oh, there's boarded up businesses all in the downtown. It's terrible. It's like Gary, Indiana.
There are boarded up. I'm glad you mentioned Gary, Indiana, because boarded up businesses there. There are boarded up businesses in Detroit. There are boarded up businesses in tiny little Keene, New Hampshire,
sure.
where we live.
But there aren't on the main street of downtown Old Acapulco. I mean, we drove through there because Angel Clark's house is out in Old Acapulco. So the resort area is the new resort. Resorts. There's old resorts in
right.
Acapulco, but the new resorts, the one we were at, the Princess, is in what they call the New Side or Diamante. So we went through Old Acapulco. We drove through the entirety of, I mean, it's a 45-minute drive to go around the two bays to get basically from Angel Clark's house to this resort that we were at. So we drove through basically all of the main drag of Old Acapulco, and you've not seen a bustling city like this. I mean, there's people everywhere. I didn't see any boarded up shops or anything. Now, I'm sure you can go back in some industrial park and there's probably some stores that are, you know, empty
right.
or whatever.
Right. You were also in a tourist city, which means that there are going to be more open businesses because tourists.
They were just chock full of business and people everywhere, people in the streets, plenty of cars. They had all these like horse-drawn carriages even with crazy lights on them, like, you know, LED lighting on horse-drawn carriages. It was wild. And of course they have the party buses that are just done up with crazy lighting on the outside to get your attention.
Party bus?
Yeah, they're party buses. I guess, I don't know if they serve alcohol on the bus. I've heard that they're a lot of fun to ride, but so like there's regular looking kind of touristy bus. And then there's the party buses, which are just decked out with all kinds of lighting, and they're just fun, you know, fun to see on the streets. So, yeah, I'm sure if you search for, like, Party Bus Acapulco, you'll probably...
I came across a website, partybusmx.com.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's the official name of...
Party Bus Mexico. It says Party Bus on the side of it.
I thought that was just a slang term you came up with because you saw somebody getting drunk.
No. I don't know if they all. I don't think they all say party bus on the side. There's probably a bunch of competition there. But
well, Party Bus Mexico is a brand name of Party Bus.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they just take you around and you know
they've got DJs.
You have fun on the bus. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Or join us on the Discord on-air call-in line, where we actually do have a caller. We'll get to that in just a moment. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here with you tonight. And I do want to let you know about liberty.menu. There's a lot of great libertarian businesses out there, but they don't all necessarily have that in their title. So how do you know when you're looking at a list of businesses whether it's being run by a liberty-minded person?
And there are some businesses with liberty in the title that most definitely aren't liberty-friendly.
Great point.
Liberty tax.
Yeah, great points. But in this case, liberty is actually in the title of this business, and it's a business that allows you to list your liberty business. It's liberty.menu, which is about as easy as a name can get to remember. Liberty.menu is where you can go and you can list your business, your event, your digital content, and more. Whatever it is that you think other liberty-minded people, voluntarists, anarchists, principled libertarians would appreciate, because this is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, then you need to get your business up over at liberty.menu right now, because you're missing out on potential customers. And there's no reason not to do this. It's a free service. You can just go register your account there for free. You can actually use code FTL, get a special badge for the account to let folks know you're a Free Talk Live listener. But you register your account for free, and then you put up as many entries as you would like. You got more than one business? No problem. Maybe you're a media creator, like I put Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree up there. So go and get interactive. And there's also a bit of a social networking aspect to it. You can rate, you can review the businesses that are there. Once again, go to liberty.menu. And of course, there are ways to upgrade your account, upgrade your listings, and pay a little bit toward the site to keep it operational. But again, at its base level, it is a free service to make the Liberty community more aware of itself. Go and check it out at liberty.menu.
So you forgot the code
to
get
the
FTL.
You didn't hear me mention it, but I did mention it.
I did not hear that.
Code FTL, you get a special badge. So we were talking a little bit about the fear-mongering that goes on around Mexico, and I think that we led into it by talking about the North Korean refugees being deported. And
you mentioned party bus, and I got distracted looking at pictures of party buses with stripper poles.
Yeah. Like I said, I've never been inside one of them, but maybe next time I go to Acapulco.
And hot Latinas.
We'll go take a party bus in downtown, just to see, just to see what it's like. Because I've driven through the downtown old Acapulco, but I've never actually stopped and, you know, gotten out and done things down there.
Did you eat street food?
So we had tacos and such, which there are taquerias everywhere in Acapulco, and it's sort of a Mexican thing. There's different, you know, styles in different areas of Mexico.
Right, but did you get food? So by street food, I mean, did you order from a...
Like a cart?
A food truck or a cart?
They actually had food trucks apparently nearby the hotel, but no, not in old Acapulco or like regular Acapulco. I did not. But there are, as I said, taquerias, which are more stationary,
right.
But also excellent, very cheap, very good food that me and Laura, which is Mark's wife, and Mark all went out to eat at one of these places. And for a full dinner for the three of us, including two beers for Mark, it was $20 U.S. That's what it came to. So very, very affordable. Whereas if you go to the hotel buffet, it's $20 a head.
Yeah.
So big, big difference there. And anyway, the point I was making, though, was that the U.S. State Department comes out with this scary notice about the Guerrero province in Acapulco, which is where Acapulco is, the southwest area.
State. They're states in Mexico.
The Guerrero state coming out with a scary notice about how dangerous it is and don't travel. We suggest you not travel there at all. And they do this constantly about Mexico, making it sound like some sort of dangerous place, that you're in a high-risk area if you go anywhere in Mexico. Just don't do it. And I think that part of that is to put into people's heads the idea that, ooh, there's bad people down there. It's a scary place, so we don't want those people coming here.
Right.
I think that's sort of the seeds that are planted with people, because I was shocked, Daryl, when so many people were telling me, yeah, my family didn't want me to come here, and it's great, right? Like, this is an awesome place, and I'm not just talking about – you know, on the resort property, because that's not real Acapulco. That's a special cloistered off zone where there literally are men with machine guns standing at the gate, you know, checking cars as they come in. You know, stray dogs are not allowed in there. So you got to go outside of the hotel property to actually be in Acapulco.
Right.
And we certainly did that.
So I've actually pulled up the travel warning.
Yeah, from the State Department.
The State Department. Yeah. And I'm not going to read the entire thing, but they do mention five specific Mexican states to avoid due to crime.
Mm.
And earlier on, they mentioned violent crime such as homicide, kidnapping, carjacking, and robbery is widespread. Colima,
sure
Guerrero, Michoacán, Sinaloa, and Tamaulipas. They further say, if you do decide to travel to Mexico, use toll roads when possible and avoid driving at night. Exercise increased caution when visiting local bars, nightclubs, and casinos.
I would avoid driving anyway, just because it's crazy, like in Acapulco.
Plus, then, since you didn't drive, you would have to rent a car, and, you know, like, that's not necessarily cheap.
I don't know how cheap it is. I have not looked into it because we've got this cool taxi driver that we know there because Angel Clark knew this dude, and he worked in the United States for decades, so his English is decent. And so, like, we just call him, and he takes us wherever we need to go.
The next two pieces of advice are just good general advice
for traveling anywhere.
Regardless. Well, not just for traveling, but just regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Be extra vigilant when visiting banks or ATMs, and do not display signs of wealth, such as wearing expensive watches or jewelry.
There you go.
Don't
drive a Lambo.
They encourage you to enroll in the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program to receive alerts to make it easier to be located in an emergency.
I don't want the government to have my info. I'm passing on that.
Follow the Department of State. You have a passport, Ian. That's they true. Have your info.
That's true.
Follow the Department of State on Facebook and Twitter.
No, not going to do that
Review
either.
Review the crime and safety reports for Mexico.
No, not going to do that either.
U.S. citizens who travel abroad.
Hold on. I'm not going to do that because if what you do is spend your time reviewing crime reports, then you're going to convince yourself that you're going to a dangerous place.
I don't look at crime reports when I drive to another city in New Hampshire.
Is the U.S. State Department also putting out warnings about Chicago? Because I hear that's really dangerous, lots of murders and such in Chicago. Are they, you know, warning international travelers not to come to Chicago? I bet not.
I'll take a look.
Yeah, I bet not.
They also say U.S. citizens who travel abroad should always have a contingency plan. Mm-hmm. And, again, it's always good to have a contingency plan. Three of these pieces of advice are just good general advice for when you're traveling.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, I think it's just a bunch of bunk, the fear-mongering about Mexico. It's just a place. There's good people there, mostly good people, just like most places in the world. There's a government. They are not necessarily good, but they're not as bad as some of the governments out there. There's more coming up here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. They were everywhere at Anarchapulco 2018. They were the prime sponsor of the event, and Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com brought out a bunch of Bitcoin.com t-shirts, and you just saw them all over the event after that. People were wearing them constantly. Bitcoin.com is a great site to go to get the basics about Bitcoin. What is it? It's been around now since 2009. If you haven't taken the time to learn about what it is, then you need to go and learn about cryptocurrency and start with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. If you're not brand new, if you're old school, you want to get the latest news headlines, go to news.bitcoin.com. You'll find those there. And again, that is news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about international travel and some of the fear-mongering that is put out there about countries like Mexico, for instance. And I'd asked Daryl, and you did a little bit of digging there to see if the State Department, that's putting out all kinds of scary warnings about Mexico's states, do they also go ahead and warn people about visiting their own states or their own cities, like Chicago, one of the most murdering cities in the United States right now?
Not that I was able to find.
No, okay. I didn't think so.
I did notice, and they actually have a list of basically every country with a level 1, 2, 3, or 4. Level 4 is do not travel. Level 3 is reconsider.
Level 2 is exercise increased caution, and level 1 is exercise normal precautions.
Okay.
Yemen is a do not travel. Level 4, do not travel. Which, scary. I wouldn't recommend traveling to Yemen either, but for different reasons than what the State Department
says. Any places where bombs are dropping is probably not a real safe place to travel.
Right.
That's not happening in Acapulco.
Correct. For Yemen, they say do not travel to Yemen due to terrorism, civil unrest, health, and armed conflict. Yeah. They don't mention anywhere in here that the U.S. government is helping the Saudi government bomb the living S out of Yemen.
Right, so
they don't mention that in Yemen, 90% of the food has to be imported, and the U.S. military is assisting the Saudi military in blockading the ports of Yemen and preventing the Red Cross and the UN and every other humanitarian organization that wants to get food into Yemen. They're being prevented from doing so.
So basically,
that's not mentioned by the State Department here.
If you go to Yemen, and you might get killed by your own tax dollars.
Or starve to death.
Falling on you. Yeah. Yikes. All right. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Again, 855-450, free like freedom. So whether it's the folks from North Korea being thrown out of Canada, or in this case, I've got news about Venezuela as well. We actually had a guest on from the conference that we were at, Anarchapulco.
Reconsider travel to Venezuela due to crime, civil unrest, poor health infrastructure,
that
and arbitrary arrest and detention of U.S. citizens.
That I believe, because Venezuela is a bad place. You don't want to be there right now. It is incredibly dangerous. I know Luke Radowski from We Are Change went down there, and they, you know, they confirmed it is a scary, dangerous place. And there's a good reason for that. That's because the people there are desperate. And desperate people will do desperate things. Things they otherwise might not ever consider doing, but because they are hungry, they want to sustain their life.
Right.
And so that means they will rob a truck. We talked recently about the delivery drivers being waylaid by gangs of people who are just hungry. They don't want to hurt the driver, but they want to get the food that's inside the truck. Now, we know that's not okay. It's not okay to use aggressive force against, you know, somebody carrying products that aren't yours and take them, appropriating them for your own use. But there's just the reality of how this animal, the human being that we all are, can act when it's, like I said, near death, when its life is being threatened.
Right. When you're facing starvation, your sense of morality tends to go out the window.
It gets warped.
A little
for
bit.
Sure.
Of, I can either steal some food off of this truck, or I can starve to death.
That may seem to be the choice. There may be other options, but yes, that is probably the most
apparent
choice.
I could beat the driver and eat him, but leave the food on the truck. I could go kill a starving zoo animal
and
hope to wind up getting enough marrow out of the bone because there's no meat on the animal because he's starving as well.
You're not exaggerating.
You
that
don't have very
happened.
Many options.
Yeah, that's actually happened. You're not exaggerating in Venezuela. And the reason why people are starving in a land that basically doesn't have any non-growing seasons is because, you know, the government has destroyed the economy.
We're talking about a country that is a tropical climate.
Correct.
Meaning that
year-round growth.
You should be able to grow food constantly.
Yes.
When is planting season?
All the time.
Whenever?
If,
yesterday?
If you had the ability to actually own the property, which you don't, because it's the government, and the socialist government there is in charge of who owns what and what shall be grown, and of course, whenever you put central control in charge of making decisions, you get a communist paradise. Oh no, you get starving people. Here's the latest headline from Reuters.
Right, and
Venezuelan...
The Venezuelan government did not always own the farmland.
That's right.
They nationalized that just a few years ago because the farmers weren't actually being able to sell anything because nobody has money.
Correct. Because of the socialist policies that screwed up the exchange rates and that wreaked havoc on the ability to get basic products imported into the country. It's a mess. And now, as a result of all of this, we reported last year how much weight the average Venezuelan had lost in 2016. And I think it was like 17 pounds.
I think it was 75% of Venezuelans lost at least 19 pounds, which means the average, you know, is going to be slightly different from that. But 75% lost at least 19 pounds.
In 2017, according to the latest numbers, Venezuelans reported losing, on average, 24 pounds in body weight last year, and almost 90% now live in poverty, according to a new university study on the impact of a devastating economic crisis and food shortages. The annual survey, published on Wednesday by three universities, is one of the most closely followed assessments of Venezuelans' well-being amid a government information vacuum, and shows a steady rise in poverty and hunger in recent years. Over 60% of Venezuelans surveyed said that during the previous 3 months, they had woken up hungry because they didn't have enough money to buy food. About a quarter of the population was eating two or fewer meals per day, the study showed. Last year, three universities found that the Venezuelans said that they'd lost an average of 8 kilograms during 2016. Just to clarify, this year it's 11 kilograms. So you're talking about almost a 50% increase in loss, if you want to call it that way. They lost almost 50%, you know, 40% or so.
Right.
More weight this year. And let's see, 8 kilograms during 2016.
That's almost 18 pounds.
This time, the study's dozen investigators surveyed 6,168 Venezuelans between the ages of 20 and 65 across the country of 30 million people. After winning the presidency in 1999, leftist President Hugo Chavez was proud of improving Venezuela's social indicators due to oil-fueled welfare policies. But his successor, President Nicolas Maduro's rule since 2013, has coincided with a deep recession due to failed state-led economic policies and the plunge in global oil prices. Wednesday's study flagged Venezuelans' deteriorating diets, which are deficient in vitamins and protein, as currency controls restrict food imports, hyperinflation eats into salaries, and people line up for hours to buy basics like flour.
All right, so the article here says that Venezuelans' diets are deficient in vitamins and proteins. No, their diets are deficient in food.
Yeah. The toll-free number is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. And what is the Venezuelan state's solution? They're getting into cryptocurrency. Is it going to work?
Nope.
Why not? It's Free Talk Live.
No electricity.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-453, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so do Skype on in here and join the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we're on almost 180 radio stations out there across the United States, then please, you can support the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it means that your $5 a month will be invested into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the usual AMP or doesn't have the usual commercial load that our regular podcast does. And you also get special access to things like the AMP-only chat rooms in the new Discord that we have over at discord.lrn.fm. So you can check that out. Yet, you should do that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with credit cards, with PayPal, and also with Bitcoin Core, which the fees on Bitcoin Core have come down significantly. So
yeah, back under like 25 cents.
Maybe we'll actually see somebody use the Bitcoin Core for the AMP program now again. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can do that. As we continue here, once again, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We're talking about Venezuela and what's happening there with people losing a dramatic amount of weight. The average Venezuelan in 2017, according to Reuters' report here, lost 24 pounds.
Average. Reuters didn't do the report.
Correct. According to
it was three universities that did the survey, right, and Reuters is reporting on that.
Correct. That's what I was saying. According to Reuters, Wednesday's study flagged Venezuelans' deteriorating diets. Income is being pulverized, said Maria Ponce, one of the study's investigators. She told a news conference at the Andres Bello Catholic University on Caracas' outskirts, quote, "This disparity between the rise in prices and the population's salaries is so generalized that there's practically not a single Venezuelan who is not poor." They said that basically 90% of Venezuela is now in poverty at this point. The study calculated the poverty rate from 13 different economic indicators, such as income and access to services. If the average of these indicators was above 25%, investigators defined a person as poor. Prices rose in Venezuela 4,068% in the 12 months to the end of January, according to estimates by the country's opposition-led National Assembly. Daryl, would you mind pulling up Dolar today, and we'll get a current update. Last I saw, there was 230,000 bolivar per one U.S. dollar in the black market rates.
230,000. Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. There's 230, 228, and then 241, 592.
That's a lot of bolivar. One US
what's
dollar.
The difference between those two numbers again?
You'll have to read what it says. There's like a name for each one of them here.
Cambio Frontizio, dollar CUCUTA.
The number that you want is the main number, 230,000.
Okay.
Is the main one. But either way, it's a big number, 230,000, 241,000. Who's counting at that point? You're still, 10,000 bolivar isn't worth crap. So, like, that's nothing.
Right.
Anyway, it's just amazing watching this happening. Unfortunately, there are people, millions of them, who are living this, and it's horrifying for them. Again, prices up 4,000% in just 12 months, according to estimates by the country's opposition-led National Assembly, broadly in line with the independent economist figures. The study showed that 87% of people in Venezuela, one of Latin America's wealthiest nations in the 1970s, were living in poverty last year, rising from 82% in 2016 and just 48% by comparison in 2014.
Just 48%.
Yeah, I added the just there.
Right. I'm just pointing that out to where when nearly half of the population is in poverty, that's bad.
Now it's almost 9 out of 10.
But compared to now, that's a vast improvement.
The Venezuelan government hasn't released data on poverty since the first half of 2015, when the National Statistics Institute reported a poverty rate of 33%.
And I believe they also stopped releasing an official inflation rate around that same time?
That's correct. The government also didn't respond for requests on comments about the study, which says that their people are starving. But its supporters often accuse academics of exaggerating data and being in league with the opposition.
And the guy that runs Dollar Today that works at Home Depot in Hoover, Alabama, he is the reason that there's massive inflation in Venezuela.
And believe it or not, there are actually people who believe that claim. That's the official story of
those
the
people are
government.
Named Nicolas Maduro and his cronies.
No, there are actually people who believe that claim, like besides Nicolas Maduro and the government goons. Like just because the government parrots the claim about this guy running Dollar Today, that he's just a puppet, that he's not the actual one running the website. That it's all the U.S. government or something like that. There's this big conspiracy theory behind it. That they've put this man who works at the Home Depot on the front lines as though he's the person running the website, but that he's actually not, and it's just some big plot to inflate the money supply of Venezuela, because apparently some people believe what Nicolas Maduro says, and that by putting a number on a computer website that has nothing whatsoever to do with anything regarding the bolivar,
the printing presses.
Yeah, but just by putting a big number on a website, that you can get people to believe in inflation, and so therefore that's inflation. And of course, it ignores what inflation actually. I'm telling you, Daryl, I ran into one of these people in real life.
They were at the
convention, and they were from Venezuela. That was my understanding. So like there's some serious propaganda going on down there, and it just flies in the face of economic sense, because inflation, by definition, is the increase in the money supply.
Correct.
And there's only one organization in Venezuela that can do that, and that is the Venezuelan Central Bank. They have to, well, in their case, contract out the printing of new bolivars, and then they distribute those within the country. That's inflation. That's what that is. Now, of course, hyperinflation can result from something beyond just the printing press. That does to some extent have to do with people's mindsets, meaning that if people don't believe in the currency, they're going to, that will help subject it to hyperinflation in people's minds because they're going to want more of it faster, right? Like if people believe the currency's worth crap, and it is worth crap,
right,
and they believe it's worth even less than they thought it was or whatever, then it will become worth less. The only reason why government currencies are worth something is because people believe in it, right? So once people stop believing in the currency, it goes even more insane.
Right, but if I only accept a $20 bill as valued at $10, that's not going to cause inflation or hyperinflation. There still has to be an action by the central bank or, you know, some government entity to print more currency.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, but I think that some
of these people's thoughts and actions can lead to that additional printing, but the actual increase of the money supply is the inflation.
Well, don't worry, Daryl.
And hyperinflation is when it hits a certain threshold, and I forget what that is.
They've got a plan. Don't worry. The Venezuela government has a brilliant plan to introduce, and you got to give them credit for this, the world's first state-run cryptocurrency. Now, it's going to be awful because it's state-run. You know, there's just no way that it could be anything but
awful. It's going to be an Ethereum token. Of course it's going to be awful.
No, it's not. They're launching their own currency. I believe what you're referring to is the ICO. So first, as I understand it, now, I could be wrong.
Right, the ICO.
That's on the Ethereum.
You buy an Ethereum token.
Correct.
And then like 90-some-odd% of other ICOs, they're never actually going to develop their own blockchain.
Okay, so you're predicting that it will end after the initial, that they're going to just get a big cash rush in with the Ethereum. Because for listeners that don't know what an ICO, it's an initial coin offering. So sort of like an IPO with stocks. Initial coin offerings give people the opportunity to invest in ideas, usually just ideas. There's a bunch of these things out
there. Vaporware.
Most of them are vaporware. There are some that actually did create a thing before doing an ICO, but most of them are, hey, we've got this really cool idea. Here's a bunch of things that you can buy. We're calling them tokens. They're based on the Ethereum blockchain. Ethereum is the second most valuable cryptocurrency by market cap in the world right now, I believe. And so in order to get the ICO tokens for whatever the idea happens to be, it could be, you know, some new doodad, it could be some new website, it could be a new app, it could be, you know, whatever the vision is. In this case, it's a cryptocurrency. So Nicolas Maduro and his cronies are going to do an ICO and have begun doing it, actually, as of the last 24 to 48 hours. They're going to be doing this ICO to allow people to spend Ethereum or Ether and then in return get these tokens. And then those tokens, I guess you'll do something with them later on?
They're saying on their website by April they will launch the Petro platform.
Right.
That you would then exchange the tokens for the Petro.
Which, that's the big claim. You're saying they're never going to get to it because
I don't think they will.
They may raise billions of dollars in this ICO and they could just walk with it like so many other ICOs have. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3 next.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.